Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is James chapter 5, verses 7 through 10. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from James chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Be patient, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Now, by and large, 21st century Americans are not patient people. And there's no indication that we're getting better at it. The proof is in the pudding, so to speak. Now, I sometimes wonder what our society would be like if we all had to revert back to dial-up internet of the late 90s. It'd be different in a lot of ways, for sure. But if our Wi-Fi just suddenly today switched to those dial-up speeds of 56K or even 28.8, well, if you don't know what that means, well, ask a coworker later or Google it. It means you're under 30. Suffice it to say, I assure you that there would be a lot of angry and impatient users, even in this very building. You see, we've just conditioned ourselves to demand everything immediately. We want on-demand video, skip the commercials. We want fast food, text messages, email, Zoom, and same-day shipping. Now, I just heard this morning that Amazon is testing the ultra-fast shipping, right? So that some items can be delivered in 30 minutes. It's crazy. And where's Bishop Taylor sitting? How long after the light turns green does a rational New Yorker wait to kind of kindly tap the horn?
Yesterday.
Now, you can step on a plane today, this afternoon, and you can reasonably circumnavigate the entire world in just under 50 hours, right? That's incredible. And we would call it a slog to boot, wouldn't we, right? 200 years ago, it would take twice that to simply traverse the land between New York and Washington, D.C. And that would be, right, changing out horses as you go. Business trips would take months. Thank the Lord that those days are over, right? And meanwhile, I get frustrated when a layover exceeds an hour and a half. Consider construction for a moment. Large cathedrals would take hundreds of years to build, to complete. We would never be able to accomplish that today. Forget the desire and the ability to dedicate the material resources to construct such a lasting monument. We simply wouldn't have the patience for it. Now, some things haven't changed all that much. Planting and harvesting still occur on a regular cycle. There are faster times and slower times during the year, to be sure. And technology has certainly sped up parts of it. But in the end, its general pacing is the same. It's no different than it was hundreds of years ago, for the most part. It's plant in the spring and harvest in the fall, year after year after year. Now, there are precious few examples in the world today like this. And yet the scriptures bid us to be patient. And not just for the second coming of Jesus. Think of the parable of the unforgiving or ungrateful servant. He was to be patient with his fellow servants. Or in Ephesians, where Paul encourages us to be patient, bearing with one another in love. And in the end, patience always seems to be tied together to the other fruits of the Spirit, doesn't it? Patience and suffering, patience and teaching, patience and endurance, or love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith. And here in James, patience is joined most closely with waiting and with suffering, but also with two other phrases: establish your hearts and do not grumble. And perhaps these last two are a coincidence, or maybe it's a stretch on my part. I don't think so. The former, establish your hearts, has to do with the source of patience, right? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Trust in the things of this world, which are fleeting at best, and patience is out the window. You're living day to day, chasing the whims of the world. Likewise, be wise in your own eyes, and impatience with everything else and with everyone else increases all the more impatience. And yet, trust in the Lord, that is, seek true wisdom from above, and patience towards that which really matters springs forth. The fleeting becomes nonsense, or rather, the fleeting is endured instead of chased after. And even death then becomes a portal, something not to be feared or avoided, but patiently endured until the heart is finally united with Christ in glory, only without all the dross. Now, the latter of the phrases, do not grumble, is more a fruit of patience than anything else, isn't it? Or to put it another way, grumbling is the outward expression of a lack of patience. I suppose you could say that we don't grumble in the LCMS, but it would be dishonest, wouldn't it? We all know the truth. Sometimes we exhibit patience with one another, but other times not so much. Change isn't happening fast enough. It's happening too fast. Why aren't they doing anything about this? Nobody cares as much as I do. I'll let you fill in the blanks on the details and the rest. In the end, it's all the same. So repent and trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Jacob worked 7 years to marry Rachel, only to be deceived and to work another 7. Joseph endured 13 years of slavery and prison before being named the governor of Egypt. Abraham and Sarah waited 25 years for Isaac, plus, of course, the decades of trying before that promise. David was not crowned as king until 15 years after he was anointed. They were patient because they knew that the Lord would make good on his promises. Their hearts were established, for the fulfillment was at hand. Thus, what they endured were merely the dry spells between the early and the late rains. So it is for you. You have the promise that on the last day, the Holy Spirit will raise you from the dead and all the dead and give eternal life to you and all believers in Christ. Not one believer will be forgotten. Not one believer will be left behind. And in the meantime, he daily and richly forgives you all your sins and those of all believers in Christ, even as he breaks and hinders the plans of the devil. This is what life in the church is like. Yes, there are dry spells and challenges, but there is also blessing upon blessing, grace upon grace, from which our hearts are established and rooted and strengthened. From the words and the promises of God, patience springs forth like a well of living water. Patience to endure one another on the one hand, and to endure with each other on the other. And this is, in large part, is what I've looked forward to the most about these next couple of days together. Not the enduring each other. Of course, there might be a little bit of that. right? But the enduring with each other. And may there be a lot more of this. For we have the opportunity not to grumble, but to be patient, to share and converse, to listen, to learn, and to encourage and endure together. For the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the fields will be harvested, when patience delivers its prize, when you and I will be called home. Even now, the judge is at the door. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.